You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. I'm going to look over here, Coach. December 9th. It's my birthday tomorrow.
In real life?
Yeah.
Like you're born on the 7th?
But I was born on the 9th.
Oh, you're born. Okay.
Today is the 9th.
Okay.
The 10th. I was born on the 10th.
Awesome.
Yep. In the 60s, if anybody cares. Long time ago. All right. So we're gonna talk about where basketball kind of is right now and the kind of the state of affairs. But before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, who decided to come on and be a sponsor for 2021. Nice job, Nick. Way to close the deal. A little negotiation going on.
Like the shirt. Did they give you that shirt?
I've had the shirt for a while, but Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, he gave me all sorts of talking points, but I'm going to save those. I'm going to save those for later. It's just, I didn't know that you could trade your old machine in. So that's my new thing. It's like, we got this old, like, I don't even know how old, probably 10-year-old, 15-year-old machine, whenever they started. So you get like $1,500 if you trade one in. So that's cool. And make sure you mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off your next purchase. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Great time to do it. My brother, I don't know if I ever told you about my brother. My brother has a Harvard MBA.
Yeah, he's really smart.
He's a smart kid in the family. Yeah, I got one Ivy League degree. He has two. So I'm the stupid one in the family. Anyway. He's telling me that my prices are too low. He goes, one DVD costs $49, Steve, and you're charging 30 some low 30s for a month, and then calls with you. And also he says, you're way underbilled. So if you're thinking of joining, I jump in soon. He's harassing me on a regular basis about it. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm trying to keep it reasonable, but anyway, he says, I got to increase it. I don't know. He's smarter than I am. So if you're thinking of joining, I would get in definitely before the first of the year. Give yourself a Christmas present is what I'm telling you. Give yourself a Christmas present. Come over and join teachhoops.com. I'm not buying a yacht with it, but it might let me take my wife out to dinner or order takeout. That's about what it will do. All right. So what are we talking about this week, Coach?
Well, we are kind of talking, and we've been talking for like almost an hour before we even started our podcast today.
That is true. Sorry.
Okay. I'm glad we started at 9:15 this morning instead of like 9:15 at night.
Yes. So,
we are just talking about like just our observations of people that are actually playing this year with COVID-19. It looks completely different than the NBA compared to college, compared to high school, especially in our state. So, and I've been able to watch all three different variations. And I just think there's a lot of little plugs and things we can discuss about and what we see and that kind of thing.
Well, first of all, I think First of all, every kid should be in school and every kid should be playing basketball. I have no doubt about that. People that follow me on Twitter, you can always hit the unfollow button, first of all. Second of all, I believe we should all be playing. We should also all be testing. There are cheap tests out there that cost like 25 cents that you can learn in like 5 minutes whether you have it. So this is a breakdown of leadership. This is a breakdown of lots of things. So don't get me wrong that I don't think we should be in school and we should be playing. We should be. But our state – so I'm going to tell you what I've seen in our state. First of all, we have a mask mandate in the state of Wisconsin. So that means the kids that are playing should be wearing their masks. Our state coaches – our state association is doing a below-average job on enforcing the rule of wearing a mask. Actually, they have that. That's let me go back and correct that. They are wearing the mask. They are not wearing it properly. So there's not. I mean,
wearing the mask below their chin.
They're wearing the mask, not covering their nose. Well, why are you putting the mask on? It's not doing any good. Like, we can have an argument about whether you need a mask or not, but if there is a mask mandate, you should wear it properly. And the state of basketball, the state association should enforce it, just like they enforce tucking a jersey in, like. So put your mask on, right? Or why are we making them wear a mask? One or the other. It's like, so that's my first issue with it. And this is something you and I talked about too, is I personally think we'd have been better off pushing the season back to March or April. I was pushing for that in fall, in winter. Mark Miller says I'm ranting about it. Yep, I am. I might keep ranting about it. They should have pushed it back. They looked at the math. They should have pushed it back. Because what's going to happen, the stats teacher is going to tell you what's going to happen. There's going to be cancellations. It's going to be similar to college. But I'm not sure college basketball is going to make it through. And those people are in a bubble. So I think something you and I talked about is with these cancellations, with the lack of people in gyms – how do you run your season? I know what a home court advantage our gym is when it's packed. You know, you and I were walking. I mean, I watched the Michigan State Duke game at Duke. That wasn't an advantage for Duke.
It was actually a very ugly game to watch.
It was an ugly game. And then we live in Wisconsin, where the Marquette Wisconsin basketball game is huge. Like, if you can't get tickets for that game.
No, it's big, real big.
It's big. Marquette did not have a home court advantage in that game. They beat them in a tip in like 9/10 of a second left, but that was not a home court advantage for them at all. I mean, maybe a little bit on the rims, but so I think what one of the things that you and I wanted to talk about was how are you getting your players ready in this environment?
Right. How would I?
Yeah. How would you do it? I have some ideas. I'm not coaching right now. Shoot. There's a reason I'm starting a new podcast starting in January.
I guess the first thing is, my biggest concern is like how well can players physically exert themselves when wearing a mask? I told you before, one of the kids that I used to coach, it's his senior year, and he's not able to play because he has really bad asthma and he blacks out. So, you know, that puts him at a disadvantage. He's not able to play because it's unsafe for him. So, like, when I think about energy, I think about high-pressure defense and pressure. You know, how much can your team really exuberate themselves in high-pressure situations by running a run-and-jump or a 2-2-1, like, with trapping? You know, that usually brings energy on the court early in the game.
So, here's what happened. Two things. First of all, our state association actually made a decision, which is earth-shattering because they never make any decisions. I'm putting this on Coach Unplugged too. I'm just going all out. We're gonna double whammy this thing. And anyway, they gave an extra timeout in the first half and an extra timeout in the second half. So I understand the rationale behind it. You don't use it, you lose it, kind of thing. So excuse me. I didn't hit the mute button fast enough there, but I'm not editing that out, so you can hear me coughing. I'm not sick. I don't have COVID that I know of. I just swallowed my coffee wrong. Personally, play more kids. Maybe we need to go back to quarters. rather than haves. Maybe they should have done that. I'm not saying maybe this is I'm hopeful this is a 1 year thing and next year it doesn't matter. I've been an advocate of an extra timeout anyway, that in the first half, and if you don't use it, you lose it. I think it would be great for teaching. I hope it stays similar to the no jump ball. I think it's funny that they don't let them shake hands before the game and do all that kind of stuff. But then when you watch the games, the kids run off and give high fives and
I think for them, it's so instinctive for them.
Right. I'm not blaming the kids. I'm just saying it's just kind of
so
funny.
It is so instinctive, but like, you know, I've been watching these games and it's not good basketball. You know, I'll tell you that much. You're just putting a bandaid on the game right now. I think in the end, I understand the reasoning that they really want to provide this opportunity for kids, but not every kid is getting that opportunity, which that makes me real issue. You know, it's one thing. It would be one thing if everybody in your state was able to do it, but not everybody is in that predicament. Or
who's not doing it? Let's be real. Who's not doing it? It's the urban kids. Let's be real. Who's not doing it? I'll call it out. It's kids of color that are not playing right now in Wisconsin. So let's be real. Let's call it what it is. And I understand wanting the kids to play. My kids need it as much as any kids. I coach an urban school. My kids need it probably more. they probably need more of the structure. They probably need more of that. I get it.
I've heard like people that I'm connected with, like some of these schools are not even requiring people to go take the bus anymore and they can take ride with their parents. Like in urban areas where we teach, if you're in poverty, like they need the bus to get to school every day. They right. need school transportation. They're right. not going to drive from Madison all the way to Madison to Janesville, they're at a complete disadvantage. It's unfair. It's not right. It's not about, you know, they had the equal opportunity. Everybody had the equal opportunity, right?
But no, they didn't.
No, they didn't. And it's not equitable.
And it's not showing empathy.
That's my issue.
And there's no empathy for the kids that aren't. There's no empathy. Like, it's my kids get to play. We get to do this. And my argument from the start is, okay, you're playing. Be safe is what I would say. Wear your mask. Be safe. Social distance. Fill out the sheets. Do all that. That's what I would say. But you got to do what you got to do. But then my kids, the kids that I love, should get a opportunity at some point. Like, in the spring, in the summer, we should get a couple.
Yeah, but that was the problem that you talked about in the beginning of the year, right? Mm-hmm. That a lot of districts, right, move their fall season to the spring, right?
Yep.
There's only so much time, and basketball is the first one that pulls out of it. But last time I checked, out of most majority of basketball, that is a primarily huge sport of people of color that love to play. And so ultimately, you put them at a disadvantage.
Yep.
But guess what? You know, they're, you know, that's just, it's ridiculous. I guess for me in the end, I'm glad that I'm not coaching this year because I think it's very risky. And also the stress level to have to constantly worry about constantly tracking and all these things. I just think it'd be a very stressful time this year to really be a coach and make adjustments and to cancel games and be out for 2 weeks. And it's like the joy factor and building momentum.
And I understand. So people listening to this, listen to it all over the world. There's coaches in it. There's coaches all over the continental United States. I'm going to big shout out to my Alaska coaches that I'm setting something up with for tomorrow. There's coaches all over the world. I understand there's a spectrum. I do realize that. I understand there's places that are playing and they're playing like it's relatively a normal season. There's people that have been shut down for the entire season. There's people that are shut down until January and February. Everybody is kind of going through this in their own.
Yeah. Like I heard some people posting about like California and then they're really, really pushing back and, I don't know, like it's real, you know, it's definitely real. I mean, games are canceling all the time, you know, look at Gonzaga and Baylor on Saturday, you know,
right.
That was going to be a big marquee game and boom, gone.
And the thing is, I think they thought it was going to be like the bubble, like the NBA. We're not the NBA. We're not living at Disney World at the Grand Floridian.
That's another thing is that, and you know, another thing is my issue is that the NCAA has the money for all this testing, and I've been hearing about it, and they've been doing a pretty good job, and they've been very proactive about it. Like, high school sports doesn't have those funds. High school sports people at that age, right, they're not being paid to go to college. They're not getting paid to play at their high school, right? So they're living and dying because they want that experience. So like you talked about beforehand is like we have some kids that are feeling those symptoms that probably are positive. They're on the floor playing.
Well, they're lying.
They're lying.
First of all, I've taught and coached for 32 years. I've got two teenagers living in my house that I love dearly. They'll all lie to you. When it matters, they'll look you in the face and lie to you until you can actually get them to tell you the truth. Now, there's exceptions to every rule, but they want to. This is the most important thing in their lives.
And you've been around the game, though, Steve. There's somebody put on our one of our, I think our Teach Hoop or basketball Facebook. What amplifies a high school program that's distinguished? Right, we know. We've been around for a while. There are coaches that love to turn the other way. And right. to me, a really good sign of a basketball program is always doing the right thing every way.
Yep.
You win and, the right way. You act like the right way. You do everything the right way. Then you can never question how valid your conference championship, how valid is are you giving money to kids to come to your school, or you're recruiting, or this or that, and you're breaking all these rules. You know, if you know you've done the right way, because I guarantee you there's sometimes in certain situations where that coach is like, he's kind of coughing. He probably has symptoms, but we know what? We got a big game Friday night, and we're ready. We'll be fine.
I would turn that kid in so fast, and we would be out of that gym in milliseconds.
Right. But I guarantee you that's not happening.
I hear you. People have accused me of all sorts of stuff. And I say, turn me in. Like, I don't break the rules. Turn me in. You think I break the – turn me in. Done. I mean, I have nothing to hide. So
to me is a program. If you have all those accolades and you've had all that success and you've done it the right way.
Right.
Because there's people that do it the wrong way and had success. To me, that's not a high school basketball program that you can be proud of. It's not a tradition, you know. It's like, the Kentuckys now, the Dukes, the one and done. I'm going to recruit 100 different players, and I'm going to be this and that. And I'm going to – all the dirty money that's happening in NCAA, you know. It's the Butlers back in the day. It's the Gonzagas right now. It's those teams, like, doing it the right way. And I just don't know how we can do basketball the right way with COVID-19. And I guess
– I don't know if we can either. And my heart breaks for my seniors. It brings me it brings me literally to tears.
It is sad.
It's sad. That's why, again, to everybody that's listening, and for Jerry, who tells me to take a deep breath, and for Mark Miller, who says I'm ranting, all I'm doing is fighting for my kids. All I'm doing is trying to find something that I can give them some hope. You're doing the exact same thing with your program. You're doing the exact same thing with your business.
Yeah, but Steve, the reality is that people don't understand our disposition and what we do every day in the urban environment because they're not exposed to that. They don't know that. They don't know that. All they see is what they see. They don't experience. They don't understand poverty and trauma and the realities of all that stuff. They don't get it, and they think that that's a representation. Like, it's not fair. Again, it's just not fair. How come one senior that lives in the suburbs gets to play basketball all season, but you live in a different area code and this and that, you can't play because of the circumstances?
And their argument will be you can play. You've been given the permit. Yes, but we're doing – that's not what DHS – that's not what the Department of Health – I mean, we're following the guidelines that say what we're supposed to be doing. Yes.
I would say if I was a coach, I would say we go back to that last gym thing is that, like, I think it's all about goal setting. I think with your kids learning ways to really be self-motivating. I think more than ever this season's about developing a relationship with kids. And you've got to – because really then when they're fighting through a wall, they're fighting through the wall for their teammates.
And that's what I'm doing with my team. I'm just connecting.
Right.
Literally, I couldn't get them off. I left the last Zoom call. It was last week, and my assistant coach stayed, and there were two of them that wouldn't leave. They just wanted to talk to each other. It's like I had to go eat. I'd been on for like
we're like that right now. Think about what we're doing, right? Right. We're in isolation every day. We don't have students face to face.
Right.
We were supposed to start our podcast at 9:15 and 45 minutes later we're finally starting, right?
Right.
The reality is like those kids are dying for human connection. There's a reason why I still go into work once in a while, because instead of teaching directly from home, is that I need that human connection. I need to be around people. I need that. Like and like everybody else is getting that and they're not. So that's just where I'm frustrated, you know, and we're in 2020 and people of color, people that are being unrepresented have been fighting for equality for so many years. And we're still so far away from it.
We have a long ways to go. And here's what I'm going to tell you is connect with them. For the coaches that aren't coaching, connect, do something to connect. Like, I mean, I'm going to do a webinar probably end of middle of December on kind of some of the things that I've been doing with my team to connect with them. Some of them are basketball related. Some of them are not basketball related, but I need them to feel like I'm there to catch them if they fall.
Have you ever played Kahoot?
I have played Kahoot.
Kahoot's awesome. You could do that with your team one day.
I could do a Kahoot.
They would love that. Like do like basketball logos or basketball history or just funny random like movie facts.
I should do a Kahoot. I'll add that to my list.
You could always start with a Kahoot. The kids would love that.
I love that sound. You know the sound I'm talking about with Kahoot? As soon as you start it and then – yeah, I usually – and I don't let them put their own names with Kahoot. I make them do like your favorite superhero or something, because otherwise they'll put like farty face or something.
Yeah,
even
though
they're seniors. Yeah. All right.
Guess what? First graders make say farty face too, or at all levels.
So we can agree to disagree on lots of things. Take care of your kids. Take care of yourself. We are on the last 2 miles of the marathon. They're the hardest parts of the marathon. Don't quit now, is what I'm telling you. Don't quit on your kids. The cavalry's coming.
I just think that, like, in reality, it's all about, like, just making sure that they know that you're there.
Yeah.
Like, I know that I'm going to specifically to a kid that I used to coach and was in my classroom, and I left the program, and I'm going to write him a letter and just say I'm thinking of you, because it's got to be hard being a high school senior, not being able to play because you have asthma and the mask is too hard and you're blacking out. Like, that's not one person. That's many kids out there that are having those same issues too, I guarantee you.
Right.
You know, it's the quality of play, and it's still – and no matter what, in the end, this season playing with, you know, the mask and the games and watching it, still not really good basketball. You know, have we fought too much for really what kind of experience? I don't know.
We'll see. And it will be interesting what happens, especially in our state, whether there's a state championship or what's going to happen in the next couple of
months. Yeah, but how good is your state championship if not everybody's playing? So I'm sorry. Sorry.
We're going to end with that. That's the statement.
Where's your validity if you can't beat everybody and not all are represented? There you go.
Timeout. Boom.
Timeout. Boom.
All right. Have a good day, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.